time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. It seems that in the world that we live in today, that people are so sensitive that we have abandoned our core beliefs in the name of not offending anyone. This is especially true in our churches. The pastors are so afraid of hurting the feelings of the people attending on Sunday morning that they dilute the teachings of the Bible. This is where there needs to be a revival, a pastoral revival. We need the messages coming from the pulpit to have substance. We need our Sunday school lessons to adhere to what is written in the Bible. I expect certain politicians and other members of our society to waffle with their beliefs in the name of winning the next election, but not in church. Pastor Joe Wright was asked to open the new session of the Kansas Senate. Everyone is expecting the usual generalities that pastors feel they are obligated to utter without offending a single person in attendance. But this is what they heard. Quote, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. We have endorsed perversion and called it an alternate lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn children and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen. Unquote. This prayer actually offended some of the legislators, and a number of them got up and walked out. This is what we need to get back to as a society. God was at the center of our great country from the beginning, and the more we kick him out the door, the more our country deteriorates. For those of you who think our country isn't falling apart, I'm concerned for your lack of observation. We have more people who are collecting money from the government than people who have a job. How can this possibly be a good thing? It is time for us to stop the bleeding. The voice that Washington, D.C. hears, or Sacramento, is the only one to listen to, is the voice on Election Day. We need to elect fiscally responsible politicians who comprehend that we need to stop trading with China. We have the oil reserves to meet 100% of our demand. It is time to tell the Arab world that we are not going to buy one single drop of foreign oil. We need politicians who are willing to stand up and declare that the biblical principles threaded throughout our founding documents are not offensive, but necessary to the success of our nation. It is my constitutional right to own a gun, and I shouldn't feel guilty about it. As for me and my family, we are going to proudly cling to our guns and our Bible and vote accordingly. This has been Tom Cook with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.